Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting third. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Jose Vidal. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Olander reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is walked intentionally. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vidal scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roseboro moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Reese reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici is called out on strikes. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Reese scores. Roseboro goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a fly ball into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar goes all the way around to score. Holt moves to second. It's 4-0, Twins. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Olander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-1 in the game. Vidal hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Hal Kurtz now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-2 in the game. Quilici hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Oliva tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fuller for the out. One out. Dave Nelson pinch hits for Hal Kurtz. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Roseboro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-2 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-2 in the game. Vidal hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Harper moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Quilici strikes out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vidal scoops it up and throws to first, with Romo covering, for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vidal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-3 in the game. Alves hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ulander hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Ulander reaches third base with a triple. Holt goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Vidal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vidal is 0-for-3 in the game. Vidal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Suarez pinch hits for Stan Williams. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.